The Infinite Knowledge Podcast. The Infinite Knowledge Podcast.
On today's audio essay of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast, we will explore the subject of action and intention, Immanuel Kant and the keys to morality and karma for the modern yogi philosopher. In the realm of ethical philosophy, few lights burn as brightly as that of Immanuel Kant. Kant's moral philosophy, with its stern yet uplifting directives for humanity, provides a navigational star for those seeking a course toward ethical living. His categorical imperative is a beacon in the philosophical night sky, a guide by which individuals can shape their actions and mold their intentions in accordance with unyielding moral law. The essence of the categorical imperative is enshrined in a simple yet profound notion: act only according to that maxim whereby you can, at the same time, will that it should become a universal law. This guiding principle pivots on the axis of universality and impartiality. Here, Kant lifts us from the particulars of our situation and into the perspective of a lawmaking member in a kingdom of ends. It asks of us to strip away biases, to look beyond personal gains or desires, and to act as if our choices were to set the precedent for all of humankind. But what does this mean for the modern yogi philosopher, one who seeks to intertwine the wisdom of the East with the intellectual tradition of the West? For them, the categorical imperative resonates with the law of karma, a principle woven into yogic philosophy. Karma, the force generated by a person's actions, that is believed to perpetuate transmigration, and in its ethical consequences to determine the nature of the person's next existence, echoes Kant's insistence on the moral weight of our deeds. Both concepts speak to a universal balance and an order that transcends individual concerns, merging the personal with the universal. As such, the modern yogi philosopher is tasked with navigating the intricate web of intention and action. Where Kant posits the intent behind action as the arbiter of morality, the principle of karma extends this to include the ripples of our actions as they travel through the fabric of the universe. An action taken with a pure intention in the Kantian sense should, in theory, harmonize with the currents of karma, fostering positive consequences not just for the individual, but for the collective whole. Furthermore, these two philosophical propositions invite self-reflection and mindfulness into decision-making processes. There is a marriage of thought and action, an interplay between the internal and the external, where the modern yogi seeks equilibrium. In every moment of choice, there is a bridge being built between the spiritual and the practical, anchored by the moral maxims set out by Kant, and the understanding that each action is a thread in the vast and interconnected fabric of existence. To live ethically, then, is not merely to follow a set of rules blindly, but to question deeply the nature of our intentions and the consequences of our deeds. It calls for an ongoing conversation between the self and the broader context it inhabits, requiring a vigilant assessment of whether our maxims are fit for the universal law that Kant envisions, a task both daunting and ennobling. Thus, it is evident that Kant's categorical imperative is more than a mere dictate. It is a dynamic framework that resonates with the ancient wisdom of karma. It encourages the modern yogi philosopher to aspire to a heightened sense of moral responsibility, one that carefully balances thought and action, intention and outcome, individual and cosmos. In such considerations, we find ourselves ever seeking, ever striving for the harmonization of our inner ethical compass with the external dances of cause and effect, an aspiration both timeless and immediately pressing. The categorical imperative, as Kant conceived it, is a monumental pillar holding up the proverbial Parthenon of deontological, duty-based ethics. Within its firm structure, we find a call to embrace moral laws that could apply to all rational beings, regardless of their individual circumstances or desires. It urges one to consider the hypothetical scenario of their personal maxims becoming universal laws that everyone would need to follow. This big idea can be broken down into practical steps for ethical living. 1. Formulate the maxim, identify the principle or rule that underlies the action you are contemplating. 2. Universalize the maxim. Imagine a world wherein everyone adopts this principle as a law. 3. Reflect on the universality. Consider whether the maxim could be logically and practically upheld in such a world without contradiction. 4. Will the universal law, if the maxim passes the test of universality, then you can consider it a duty to perform the action. The implications of this philosophical framework are far-reaching. Should this imperative be applied rigorously, it has the potential to transform societies by instilling a sense of mutual respect and shared ethical responsibility. For instance, if one adopts the maxim, "It is acceptable to lie for personal benefit," and applies the categorical imperative, they would have to accept a world in which trust is eroded and truthful communication is non-existent. Clearly, such a world would be untenable, suggesting that the underlying maxim is ethically flawed. In juxtaposition with Eastern philosophy, the categorical imperative can seem stoic and absolute, yet it shares an undercurrent with the more systemic view of karma. Both ideas hold individuals accountable not just for their actions, but for the intentions behind them. A step further into the reflection of karma, however, reveals the anticipated consequences of actions as crucial to the ethical consideration, a concept less directly pronounced in Kant's framework, which is more focused on intent than on outcomes. The practical intertwining of these thoughts can nurture a truly holistic approach to ethics. Align intent with action. Integrate the purity of intention, Kantian ethics, with the awareness of consequences, karma, in every decision. Assess the ripple effect. Contemplate how actions reverberate throughout the social and environmental landscape. Embrace ethical consistency. Strive for harmony between personal convictions and the collective good, ensuring consistency in ethical practices. Taking a within-discipline approach, the interoperability of Kantian ethics with psychology's behavioral activation system could be scrutinized. BAS, which governs the pursuit of incentives and rewards, informs us that actions are often motivated by desire. However, when mass impulses are filtered through the categorical imperative, the actions are chosen not for personal gain, but aligned with universal ethical principles. Moreover, this cross-disciplinary marriage encourages one to overcome instinctual biases, anchoring in psychology and the reflexivity of sociology, to act not in self-interest alone, but with regard to a shared moral fabric. This interplay can lead to ethical altruism, where the well-being of others becomes a guiding principle in one's actions, thus widening the scope of intent and deepening the understanding of interpersonal dynamics. The categorical imperative's potential for cross-pollination with other disciplines is considerable. It can parallel the application of the scientific method in the way hypotheses, in this case, maxims, are tested against a universalizable standard. Or it might invoke game theory's Nash equilibrium, where the best outcome is one where no individual has anything to gain by changing only their own strategy, suggestive of the cooperative society envisaged by Kantian ethics when maxims are universalized. Such philosophical thought experiments amplify our cognitive toolkit, informing how we engage with moral questions in complex, interdependent modern societies. As these frameworks overlap and converse, we find not resolution, but perpetually relevant questions about the nature of ethical living, an ongoing dialogue that challenges and enriches our moral landscape, beckoning us to continue exploring the expanse of human understanding. The categorical imperative strikes many as a demanding ethical ruler, admonishing human desires and inclinations in favor of immutable moral laws. Yet, its rigorous application is motivated by a quest for the highest form of good, a virtue that is sought not through elaborate calculations of consequence or self-serving motivations, but through the prism of duty that is universal and unconditional. The first act of formulating the maxim is a reckoning with oneself, an introspective dive into the principles that govern our choices. It is reminiscent of Socratic self-examination and the Delphic injunction to know thyself. In crafting a maxim, one plumbs the depths of personal morality and brings to light the ethical DNA that can be shared on a collective scale. Universalizing the maxim, then, is akin to thrusting an individual ethos into the crucible of communal life. Here lies the heart of the democratic ideal. the test of whether a principle can withstand the scrutiny of the many and be enacted on the stage of the world without descending into chaos or tyranny. Reflecting on the universality involves the logical rigor one might find in the discipline of mathematics or the empirical robustness sought in the sciences. It requires that one take the perspective of the impartial spectator, much like Adam Smith's philosophical concept in Moral Sentiments, to evaluate the principle devoid of personal bias and parochial interests. To will the universal law means to commit to the enactment of ethical principles irrespective of resultant pleasure or pain, a concept echoed in the Stoic embrace of virtue for its own sake, as well as the Aristotelian concept of eudaimonia, where the good life is attained through virtuous activity aligned with one's rational nature. The resonance of the categorical imperative with other domains completes its philosophical voyage from pure reason to tangible reality. When paralleled with systems thinking, we understand that the ethics of individual actions cannot be isolated from their systemic implications. The echo of one's choices ripples through the vast networks of society and environment, reminiscent of the butterfly effect in chaos theory. Integrating intent with outcome nods to the complex relationship between deontological and consequentialist ethics, suggesting that perhaps the truest ethical action is one that satisfies the rigor of universalizability while mindful of the good or harm it produces. Assessing the ripple effect of our actions requires a kind of foresight and empathy that psychology and sociology aspire to develop in individuals and groups, a kind of sociological imagination, to borrow C. Wright Mill's term, allowing one to see the private troubles and public issues as interconnected threads of a larger moral fabric. Moreover, embracing ethical consistency calls for a personal alignment with collective welfare, resonating with the Rawlsian veil of ignorance, wherein justice emerges from principles chosen behind a veil that obscures all knowledge of personal circumstances, the epitome of an impartial ethical standpoint. In sum, the categorical imperative presents not just a rule for action, but a comprehensive framework encompassing personal integrity, societal harmony, and the pursuit of the bonum commune, the common good. It compels us to formulate maxims with a universal scope, act with a conscience cognizant of those around us, and continually reflect upon and refine our ethical compass amidst the tumult of the human experience. Thus, when the pillars of the categorical imperative firmly stand within the Parthenon of deontological ethics, they support more than just a duty-bound existence, but a structured way to holistically appraise our actions and their far-reaching implications. The fusion of such deep philosophical thought with practical, day-to-day living tasks us with an enduring responsibility to remain ever vigilant and principled, encouraging a maturation of the collective conscience and guiding a coherent ethical progression of humanity toward the ever-unfolding realms of wisdom and moral sophistication.
This section delved deeply into the core of Immanuel Kant's moral philosophy, particularly focusing on the categorical imperative and its applicability in both theoretical and practical contexts. We unpacked Kant's central tenet that one should act according to maxims that could be willed as universal laws. It emphasized the universality and impartiality required of our actions, lifting us to the perspective of a lawmaking member in a kingdom of ends. We explored how this principle mirrors elements of karmic law in yogic philosophy, suggesting an intrinsic link between intent and the nature of our actions' consequences. By highlighting the necessary marriage of thought and action, the internal and the external, we touched upon the demand for self-reflection and mindfulness in decision-making, acting in ways consistent with universal law. Moreover, the dialogue between Kant's categorical imperative and Eastern philosophies like karma presents a holistic approach to ethics, one that integrates intentions with actions, considers the ripple effect of decisions, and strives for ethical consistency in line with the collective good. More broadly, we considered how the categorical imperative can intersect with other disciplines such as psychology, game theory, and systems thinking, enhancing our approach to moral deliberation and action. By doing so, we are called to maintain a vigilant assessment of our ethics and actions, fostering an ever-evolving conversation between individual choices and collective consequences in pursuit of a harmonious ethical life.
Dharma, a concept central to various Eastern traditions, speaks to an individual's duty, righteousness, and the inherent order of the natural and moral world. When one speaks of dharma in the context of action, an intriguing parallel emerges with the Western philosophical tradition's preoccupation with morality, epitomized by the deontological ethics of Immanuel Kant. Both dharma and Kant's philosophy explore the moral compass that guides human actions, but the path they prescribe and the metrics they use to assess moral worth diverge in a dance of cross-cultural intellectual interplay. In the Bhagavad Gita, an ancient Indian text pivotal to yogic philosophy, dharma is deeply connected to karma, or the spiritual principle of cause and effect, where intent and actions have corresponding future consequences. Yet, it elevates intention beyond the simplistic calculus of action and reaction, insisting that one's duty is to act without attachment to the fruits thereof, thus introducing a layer of selfless motive as the true barometer of moral action. On another philosophical shore, Kant, with his categorical imperative, presents an equally rigorous, albeit distinct, framework for moral action. For Kant, the morality of an action is determined by whether it can be willed to become a universal law, mandating actions based on duty rather than consequence or personal gain. The modern yogi philosopher, then, stands at the confluence of these robust streams of thought, seeking to distill their essence and integrate it into the practice of yoga beyond mere physicality. Yoga, traditionally a holistic system, encompasses physical, psychological, and spiritual dimensions, with the ultimate goal being the union of the individual self with the universal consciousness. The integration of this into modern yoga requires a reorientation of what constitutes a moral act. While modernity celebrates the pursuit of personal happiness, yogic philosophy, enriched by Kant's moral rationalism, beckons the individual to transcend personal desires in favor of universality and duty. Valuable actions from this synthesis are those birthed from the right intention, with an inward clarity that the action itself is one's duty, aligned both with internal principles and the external cosmic order. The yogi philosopher's quest is then to understand this duty, this dharma, not as dictated by societal norms, but by a deeply personal yet universally applicable standard. The application of Kant's moral law to the yogic pursuit of dharma requires rigorous introspection about the motives behind one's actions. It demands the development of an intuitive understanding that one's personal path, svadharma, must contribute to the greater good, resonating with the Kantian imperative of acting in ways that could and should be universally applicable. This integration offers a solid foundation for ethical living that aligns not only with one's spiritual practice, but is imminently applicable in the world's ethical quandaries. It is in the nuance of motive beyond the visible mechanisms of action where the modern yogi philosopher discerns the seeds of karma. For in both Dharma and Kant's ethical landscape, a pure intention is the soil from which the tree of moral action grows, its roots anchoring in duty, and its branches reaching towards the universality of ethical truth. In exploring the integration of karma into modern yoga philosophy through the lens of Dharma in action, one can draw from diverse intellectual traditions to offer profound insights into the art of living. Dharma and karma, woven intricately into the fabric of yogic philosophy, when harmonized with the rigor of Kant's ethics, can create a powerful framework for understanding and guiding moral action in contemporary life. Evolution of cooperation, biology. From the realm of biology, evolutionary theories such as the evolution of cooperation, as explained by Robert Axelrod and William D. Hamilton, can be fascinating to juxtapose with Dharma and karma. In nature, cooperation is a strategy that has ensured the survival of species. Animals that work in packs or form symbiotic relationships tend to flourish. This mirrors the idea that actions founded on good intentions and collective well-being, as outlined in the concept of dharma, are more likely to lead to positive outcomes, karma. Practical steps. Identify common goals within a community and align individual actions to support these collective aims. Consider the long-term consequences of actions, recognizing that creating benefits for wider groups promotes positive personal karma. Develop empathy and understanding, helping to foster cooperative behavior aligned with universal good. Implications. This suggests that Dharma, the righteous path, is not merely about individual duty, but also about the sustenance of the broader social ecosystem, mirrored in the biological connectivity and interdependence of species. The Prisoner's Dilemma, Game Theory. In the framework of game theory, the Prisoner's Dilemma illustrates the conflict between self-interest and collective interest. Individuals facing the dilemma must choose to cooperate or defect without knowing what the other will do, with mutual cooperation yielding the best collective outcome. This model reinforces the yogic concept that acting in self-interest alone, attachment to the fruits of action, does not yield the optimal karma. Practical steps. Approach decisions with the mindset of seeking mutual benefit, looking beyond immediate personal gain. Engage in open communication and build trust within a community to encourage actions that support group welfare. Reflect on the interconnectedness of actions and outcomes, recognizing the value in collective well-being. Implications. This parallels the principle in yogic philosophy, where acting without attachment to personal gains results in alignment with Dharma and the cultivation of positive karma. Entanglement, physics. Quantum entanglement, from the domain of physics, reveals that particles can become correlated in such a way that the state of one, speed, position, spin, etc., instantaneously affects the state of another, even when separated by great distances. This offers a metaphor for the interconnected nature of Dharma and karma, where the intention and action of an individual are intrinsically tied to the cosmic order, an echo of the universal interconnectedness professed by both yogic philosophers and Kant. Practical steps. Recognize that individual actions contribute to and are a reflection of the broader cosmic order. Cultivate mindful awareness of the interdependence between one's actions and the state of the world. Act with intentionality, understanding that moral actions resonate across the fabric of collective consciousness. Implications. The principle of quantum entanglement supports ontological perspectives that see all things as deeply interconnected, reflecting the yogic view of actions affecting personal and universal karma. Emergence, complex systems. The concept of emergence in complex systems theory describes how simple entities, such as individual agents following simple rules, can interact to form greater patterns and structures that possess properties the individual entities do not. Similarly, individual actions grounded in Dharma and intended without attachment to results, karma yoga, can culminate in societal structures reflecting higher ethical standards, manifesting as a kind of moral emergence. Practical steps. Participate actively in the world, following duties outlined by Dharma, with an understanding that each action contributes to the emergence of greater societal patterns. Engage in self-reflection to ensure actions are aligned with internal ethical codes, engendering emergent moral conduct. Foster communities where actions based on shared values lead to collectively beneficial emergent behaviors. Implications. Actions rooted in Dharma, guided by Kantian ethics, and free of attachment, transform individual enlightenment into collective progress. Each of these frameworks and models from varied domains elicits insights into the nature of karma in modern yoga philosophy. When actions imbued with the purity of intention align with an individual's Dharma, a profound congruence is reached, one that bridges personal fulfillment with universal enrichment. This dynamic interplay of ancient wisdom and modern thought is instrumental in cultivating a life of holistic integrity, where every deed is a step towards the transcendental unity sought in yoga. Through the synergy of these multifaceted perspectives, individuals can craft an ethical life that resonates with the complex, interwoven realities of our existence. Dharma, in classical Indian philosophy, represents duty, righteousness, and the moral order of the universe, while karma essentially refers to the deeds or actions that influence one's future in this life and the next. These concepts are pivotal to yoga philosophy and practice, which aims not just at physical well-being, but also at ethical living and spiritual fulfillment. As we seek to ground these principles into the context of modern life, we can draw from an amalgamation of cross-disciplinary insights ranging from evolutionary biology to quantum physics, ensuring a comprehensive framework for moral conduct and personal growth. The evolution of cooperation underscores the significance of communal welfare in our choices. In the yogic tradition, actions performed in line with Dharma inherently support the universal good and thus lead to positive karma. This biological underpinning resonates with the essence of Karma Yoga, the yoga of selfless action, which encourages individuals to perform their responsibilities without attachment to rewards, much like species cooperating for the survival of the whole. When we intersect these ideas with the prisoner's dilemma from game theory, the emphasis on mutual cooperation over individual gain mirrors the yogic pursuit of selflessness. It stresses the importance of actions that are entrusted to the collective good, suggesting that such actions are in true alignment with Dharma. This alignment, in turn, reinforces the creation of good karma, akin to achieving the Pareto optimal in game theory parlance, where the outcome is beneficial for all parties involved. Quantum entanglement extends this vision of unity beyond the observable world to the most subatomic levels of existence. It metaphorically suggests that the intention and moral quality of one's actions have far-reaching effects beyond the visible, much as yoga philosophy proposes that every action reverberates through the cosmos. Integrating this idea instills a profound responsibility within individuals to scrutinize their intents and deeds, knowing they are inextricably linked to the greater cosmic order. Further extending this notion of interconnectedness, the concept of emergence allows us to visualize how individual actions aimed at Dharma, performed without selfishness, accumulate to create societal structures of higher ethical standards. This convergence of individual Dharma-driven actions leads to emergent properties within society, such as increased harmony, justice, and peace, that are greater than the sum of individual acts. Building on these interdisciplinary insights, we can construct an aspirational blueprint for integrating karma into modern yoga philosophy. Through such integration, we ensure that our individual pursuit of Dharma not only contributes to our personal growth and well-being, but also to the evolution and progress of our collective experience. Mindful of our interconnection and the impact of our actions, we are guided to live in service to the broader whole, striving to fulfill our roles in ways that uplift others as well. In the end, these various threads of understanding woven from different domains of knowledge serve to deepen our grasp of karma in the context of modern yoga philosophy. By contemplating and operationalizing these profound concepts, we can achieve a state where our life choices and actions are coherent reflections of our deepest values. This coherence brings us closer to the heart of yoga's transformative promise, a unified existence where self-realization and selfless service coalesce to create a more ethical, purposeful, and interconnected world. The challenge and opportunity before us are to embody these timeless principles in our modern lives, bearing in mind the intricate interdependencies that bind us not only to each other, but to the very fabric of reality.
In this section, we dive deep into the connections between Dharma and karma within yogic philosophy, and how, when considered through the lens of action, they share similarities with Western ethics, particularly with Immanuel Kant's deontological framework. We observed how the ancient concept of performing one's duty without attachment to the outcome is paralleled by Kant's imperative to act in ways that could serve as universal laws. We also explored how these ideas intersect with concepts from other disciplines like biology and game theory, which emphasize cooperation and mutual benefit, supporting the idea that actions aligned with the collective good naturally lead to positive outcomes. Quantum entanglement and complex systems theories were examined as metaphors to further understand the interconnectedness of individual actions and the cosmic order, implying that individual intentions and deeds can have far-reaching collective consequences. Ultimately, we concluded that integrating cross-disciplinary insights could help modern practitioners of yoga cultivate a life of ethical integrity, aligning personal dharma with the universal good to foster both individual and collective growth.
That about wraps it all up. Thanks for listening to episode number 25 of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast and our exploration of today's topic on action and intention, Immanuel Kant and the keys to morality and karma for the modern yogi philosopher. We can't wait to release future episodes where we continue exploring intellectually stimulating knowledge. Be sure you are subscribed and remember to share this episode on social media. Until next time, take care.
The Infinite Knowledge Podcast.